The Gemara Masech Baba Kama, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, teaches us Shidrei Shel Adam, a person's spine, Lacha Shevashanim, after 7 years, after a person passes away, Nasa Nachash, becomes a snake. Says the Gemara, Bahani Mili, however, when was that said? Dleikar B'moidim. If the person wasn't careful when he davened to bow down by Moidim, the halacha is that's the punishment that he will have. And as Tosfos is actually on Tezayin on the base, teaches us the halacha is that one has to bow down by Moidim, v'kizokif, and after he bows down, and we'll speak Mitzvashem later exactly the halachas are bowing down, but when he gets up, Zokif Kechivya, he's supposed to get up straight like a snake. As Tosfos quotes the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. And therefore, says Tosfos in explaining the Gemara, if somebody wasn't careful to bow down and get up in Moedim, as the halacha it requires, the punishment is that he will become a snake. And Tosfos goes on in quoting a Gilyon that says in the spine of the person there's a bone. That bone is known as the luz. And from that bone, after a person leaves the world, that bone remains. And that's the bone that will regenerate into Tchias HaMesim. And if, however, the person did not bow down properly by Moedim, he won't be able to get up for Tchias HaMesim. But Tosfos himself ends with a question. He says, of course, as we just said, the halacha is very clear that one is supposed to bend down and one is supposed to get up by Moedim. But why is it such a serious aveira that one should get such a significant punishment for violating this aveira? So the Torah Chaim explains, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with us really all of the time. And the reality is that one should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time for all of the nisim that he does with us. Somebody who doesn't recognize and understand that is essentially, says the Taras Chaim, a koifer be'ikr. However, as we know, it's impossible for Chazal, for the Torah, to request of us to bow down all day long. So therefore, it was said, do it by Moedim. And by saying Moedim, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we can understand. It's not just that he missed bowing down by Moedim. Of course, bowing down by Moedim is a critical mitzvah. But bowing down by Moedim actually represents what a person's supposed to do all day long. And therefore, the Nachash, the Medrash says, when he came to entice Chava to do the Aveira, says the Medrash, he came b'koyma zakufa. In fact, the Mefarshim explained that one of the klolos, one of the curses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Nachash was agachoincha teilech, that you're going to have to go on your belly. So somebody who goes b'koyma zakufa, that represents he doesn't have that feeling of Akaras HaToiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's acting like a Nachash. He's a Kaifer B'Iker, and therefore he doesn't deserve to get off a Tchias HaMesim. Another pshat that I saw is the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, says, Omer Rav Huna, HaNichnas L'Beis HaKnesses, as somebody walks into the shul, U'motzit Tzibur Shemespalim, and he already finds that the Tzibur is davening. So now the question is, should he begin Shemon Esrei or should he not begin Shemon Esrei? Says Rav Huna, he could finish his Shmona Esrei before the Tzibur gets to Moedim the Rabbanon, Yispalo Vimlav Al Yispalo. So we see, says the Lechem Yehuda, how important Moedim the Rabbanon is. That one should wait and not daven Shmona Esrei if he's not certain that he's going to be finished with his Shmona Esrei and be able to bow down when the Tzibur gets to Moedim. What do we see from here, he says? What we see from here, again, is the importance of Moedim. It's more important even than Daven Shmona Esrei. The interesting thing that will come out from following this pshat, however, will be that it's only for Moedim the Rabbanon. Now, as we're going to discuss, we know that we're supposed to bow down four times during Shmona Esrei. It seems that the punishment for not bowing down properly, or actually not even getting up properly, is primarily for Moedim, and not specifically for the Moedim of the Tefillah Belachash, but actually it seems to be for the Moedim of the Tefillah, the Rabbanon, the Moedim when we say, the Moedim that we say with the Shliach Tzibur by Chazaras Hashatz. Another pshat that I saw from the Rishonim that explain the importance of Moedim is if somebody doesn't bow down by Moedim, it's as if he doesn't believe in Mashiach. We know that the whole bracha of Moedim, we start, we say, V'sachzen ha'inein b'shukh l'tziyem b'rachamim, we're mispalel to Hashem for Mashiach, we're mispalel for Hashem for the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, which at that time, obviously, we're going to have Tchias HaMesim. The person who doesn't bow down at that time doesn't believe, is not believing in Tchias HaMesim. So if he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, he doesn't deserve to get up for Tchias HaMesim. Another pshat that the Gra suggests in the Ein Elyo is that the Nachash said to Chava, V'yisa kolikim yoideya toy v'ra. The Nachash said to Chava that if you will eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll be like Hashem, yoideya toy v'ra. So what the snake was saying was obviously a horrible thing. He was saying that a person could be equal and equivalent to Hashem. And therefore, since a person could be equal and equivalent to Hashem, there's no reason for him to bow down to Hashem, because you could be equal to Hashem. So if somebody doesn't bow down by Moedim, he's saying that I'm an equal to Hashem. And if that's what he's saying, that's Kfirah B'Ikar. And therefore, since it's Kfirah B'Ikar, he doesn't indeed deserve to get off at Tchias HaMesim. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained with this mahalach, with this approach of the Gra, that there's another Gemara. The Medrash says, Hamalva beribis, if somebody lends money with interest, Eina oimid b'tchias hameisim. He won't get up for tchias hameisim. So again, the question comes up. Of course, not lending with ribis is a terrible aveira. But why does that Aveira carry with it the Oymish that you don't get up for Tchias HaMesim? So the answer is, I think, that when somebody lends with interest, although Hashem said that one should, of course, not lend money with rivers, I'll take care of your Parnoso anyway. The person who lends with ribbis is saying, Kaviyachal, I don't trust that Hashem is going to take care of me. I don't believe that I could rely on Hashem. If you don't believe that you could rely on Hashem, then you are a kaifer b'ikar. If you're a kaifer b'ikar, then indeed that you don't deserve to get up for Tchias HaMesim. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Noyim Megodim is that, in general, when somebody bows down, it represents achno va'anovo. It represents that the person is showing that he's modest, that he doesn't think that he's so great. If somebody doesn't bow down, he's a bal gaiva. And the Gemara Masechta Soita, Daf Hei Amar Aleph, teaches us, Kol HaMezgah, whoever acts in an arrogant fashion, Ein Afroi Niner. He won't get up for Tchias HaMesim. So not bowing down shows gaiva, shows arrogance, and therefore that person doesn't deserve to get up for Tchias HaMesim. I saw from the Pnei Menachem, a very nice pshat. He says that if we look in the Gemara says that you're supposed to bow down, kechizra, like a chizra, and when you get up like a snake. So the question is, he asks a number of questions. If the issue with this person in our Gemara is that he didn't bow down properly, so then the snake is not connected to the bowing down. The snake is connected to the way we get up. Furthermore, why after 7 years does he get punished? So the Pnei Menachem explains that there are people who are kofi toif, that whatever they have in this world is never enough for them. And they always have complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they don't have enough. Who has that characteristic? The snake. Why does the snake have that characteristic? Because we know that Pasuk says that whatever offer toichel kol yemei chayecha, that whatever the snake eats tastes like sand. So he's obviously an unhappy with what he's eating if everything he eats tastes like sand. So that's pshat over here. When the person bows down by Moedim, he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you give me, I'm happy with. Whatever you give me, I realize is Chasdei Hashem, is purely your chesed. I'm not like the snake. And what's the 7 years? The 7 years represent a chunk of time in a person's life. We know a Shemitah is 7 years. In 7 years in a person's life, all sorts of different situations could come up. And the person is supposed to recognize that every situation that he encounters is the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into that situation. And if he doesn't realize that, then he is indeed acting like a snake. I saw along that pshat, the Nachash wasn't happy with what he got. What did the Nachash want? The Nachash wanted to get Chava as a wife. He wasn't happy with the mate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to him. Somebody who's not happy with what Hashem gives him, then person will not get up for Tchias HaMesim.